8686.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message. Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today.
So much happened at Calvary. So much happened when Jesus died. That's why Paul said this in Galatians 2:20, said, I live, nevertheless, not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life that I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God. In other words, Paul said, I have died. Nevertheless, I live, but not me. It's Christ that lives in me. Now, let's look at this finished work. We know by now that God never starts, has never started anything without having already finished it. Do you understand that? Do you know that? I mean, do you believe that? Really, it's something that has to be, it's a belief system that has to be established in your mind. What you are facing or desiring or, you know, wanting, let me say, right now in real time, whatever it is, whatever you focus your attention toward that you are believing God for, you have to know in your heart. You have to believe and receive in your heart that it's already done. Now, I may not walk a straight line getting there. See, that's where people get messed up. Because, see, it may be I may go this way, and God may have me go back this way, and now I look like it's never going to happen. But God said, no, just follow me. Just follow me. You don't know what I'm doing over there. You just believe what I told you, because many times it doesn't look like it's going to happen. But in your heart, you got to know that it's already happened. That's where you fight the good fight of faith. When circumstances say it's not going to happen, no, you come back with your faith that's in your heart and say, not only is it going to happen, it's already happened. It's already mine. Tell somebody, God has prepared a way for you. You may not know the way, but God has prepared a way for you. I'm telling you, God has prepared a way for you. I've been fortunate to walk with him almost 40 years. And you know what? In hindsight, I've seen where I've missed the mark, but God has never failed. I've seen where I've missed him, but it's not like he wasn't there. It's not like he hadn't made a provision. It's just I wasn't hearing it, or I wasn't seeing it. I wasn't mature enough to handle it. But God has always made a way. And you rest assured today, God will always make a way. God does not fall short of his promise or his covenant promise to you. He always has a way. Are you patient enough to wait upon him? Have you kept your ears clean enough, your spiritual ears, to hear him? Is your heart at rest to where that still small voice can speak to you? That's what's important. Tell somebody beside you, and I'm going to say a lot of this in this service. Tell them, God's talking to you. Are you listening? Have you ever been preoccupied with something, and you know somebody can be saying something to you, and you're kind of hearing them, but you ain't hearing them. And then when you say, what did you say? They say, ain't you listening? They get mad at you. Amen. I told you twice. But your mind was preoccupied. That's what circumstances try to do. That's what people try to do. That's what things try to do. They try to cloud. Not that they're insignificant or not important. They are. But they try to block you from hearing. It's like God is speaking to you. Because he'll never fail you. He'll always talk to you. He'll direct. He said, I'll never leave you. He said, my sheep know my voice. And you know what? God will talk to you. And it won't always be an audible voice, but there are serendipity. There are ways that God speaks to us. Things just don't happen to a saint or a child of God by chance and by coincidence. You need to take time and stop and have a Selah moment when you recognize that God is doing something. A, B, and C would never work together like this except God was saying something to me. Hello? You need to be sensitive. It's like the circumcised people. Israel had to be circumcised. Remember Levi and Simeon, when they wanted to destroy this whole city, they deceived the men into taking the sign of covenant, which was circumcision. And circumcision on the third day, they knew that they would be too sore and they wouldn't be agile or mobile to be able to fight. So they went in on the third day and killed all the men. Two men went in and killed a whole city of strong warriors because they couldn't fight, because they couldn't move. They were too sore, too sensitive. Well, the Bible says that our hearts are to be circumcised to where your heart is sensitive to the movements of the Holy Spirit. So that all this stuff out here doesn't outweigh your sensitivity to what God is saying to you. Because God, I'll tell you right now again, God will speak nonsense to you. What are we saying? Nonsense. Don't always take no for an answer in the world. You know, people say you can't do that, or there's no way this can happen. There's always a way. Come on, I said there's always a way. And if there ain't no way, God will make a way. I said there's always a way. There's always a way. This is the victory that overcomes the world, even your faith. Your faith will overcome every obstacle if you'll stay there and fight that good fight of faith. God is faithful to us. Let's get into this message, the finished work. Religion believes that we must work to qualify for the promises of God. I want to set that to rest. Many of us, being brought up in Pentecostal churches, Baptist churches, perhaps Catholic churches, I have nothing against any of these denominations. But there were many things we were taught, even in legalistic holiness churches and, you know, the only one saved kind of churches. You were taught stuff. You were taught things that actually held you in bondage. Amen. Say amen, lights. Y'all ought to be shouting right now. Somebody's going to be set free today. There's going to be some chains broken off. Many of the things. And thank God for our upbringing and all the things that were imparted to us, a lot of positive, a lot of good things, a lot of things we can hold on to, but there's a lot of stuff that works against your faith. Amen. That works against faith in the finished work. Amen. I know there was a time in my walk where I felt like I was going to hell if I missed the church service. I mean, literally, you know, I could feel the fire on my feet if I missed a church service. But that's what was taught to us. Well, God is not like that. And yes, the Lord says, forsake not the assembling of yourself. But God is not like that. God's not going to send you to hell over what I used to believe, over what you used to believe, over what some of y'all believe right now. Because the work is finished. But religion says we must work. And I'm not talking about a job. I'm talking about work. You know, people still use that verse, work out your salvation. They still use that in the wrong context. You got to use it in context of harmony with the scriptures. It's not pulling one verse out and you know, just throwing a monkey wrench in the engine and saying, okay, let's go. No, we are not under the old covenant. Hello? Come on, we're going to change some mindsets. We got to change the way people think because you are right. You listen, your blessing, your breakthrough is right up under your nose in many instances, and you don't know it. It's just a matter of your perception. You know, some people, I don't know if you call this nearsighted or farsighted, but they can't see stuff right up here. They got to put it, then they can see it. Sometimes your blessing is right there, and you can't see it. You can't make it out. What is that? It's right there about to bite you. But the reason you can't make it out is because the way you think. Amen. Is because of your belief system that's been sprinkled and mixed with legalistic stuff that always cancels out and malfunctions your faith. Because on good days when you perform well, you feel like God is for you. And he is. But on days that you mess up, or days you don't feel so good about how you've performed, or you may have gotten a little angry, even though God's not happy with that, that doesn't mean that God kicks you to the curb. You vacillate up and down based upon your performance. I want to break that yoke this morning. We want to get beyond that, because it's not about your performance. Because the work has been finished. I want to break that yoke this morning. I want to get beyond that, because are you looking at how you do and basing everything upon how you do? Then you, at best, you are limited. Amen. With what you can do. And that still is not what God can do. It's what you can do. And it's very limited, nominal, itty bitty, teeny weeny. And it's very small. Drop the bucket. Versus what God wants to do. I told you the other night, God is up to something. And he's up to something great. And I'm talking about for you. Look at the person beside you. Tell us, it's for you. God is up to something great for you. And it's not that we have to get God's hand to move. We have to get our heart to believe. To receive. When we allow religion to make us think we have to qualify for the promises of God, the blessings of God, the inheritance that God has given to us. When we do that, we are rejecting the finished work of Jesus. I encourage people to labor, in a church like even this size, carpets need to be vacuumed, windows need to be washed, floors need to be mopped, and we need labor. It's not going to be done by itself. Angels ain't going to come in here and do that. That's stuff we got to do, right? Dustin, we can't call on angels to do that, so we got to do that. That type of work we need to do. But as far as you're qualifying through your works don't qualify you. There's nothing you can do to earn this type of grace except believe. But now, I want to build on something, because we are rejecting what Jesus did when we believe that we have to work to qualify. Good example are the two thieves on the cross. The one thief got angry and bitter, but the other thief, who had no history, didn't belong to church, he never said, well, I went to First Baptist, or I was at Resurrection for a year, or wherever. He didn't have any history of anything, except that he put his faith in him. He never darkened a church door. He was a thief. Life of crime. But on the cross, though he had no works, amen, the Lord said, today, you'll be with me in paradise.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in the Mega Great Series.
We invite you to worship with us. Please join us in our newly added 8:30 a.m. service on Sundays. See you there.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.